Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
How long have we been connecting with Skype cameras on the Mike O'Mara Show?
Since we've begun. 7 years.
Why is it so hard?
Skype is not good.
Is that what it is?
I think that's basically
it's
what
it is. It's very bad.
It's very bad. It's not good. It's ungood.
Well, someday maybe we'll have something better.
No.
Skype will always suck.
But there might be
I mean, someday we won't have Skype. Maybe we'll have something better.
I'd like that. Something holograms. Magical new? Holograms would be good.
Awesome.
Like they bring the dead Vegas performers in.
Smoke machine.
I don't think we need a smoke machine. That would make things more cloudy.
Well, it's entertainment.
Yeah, well, like for, you want it to look like a Vixen video?
Well, fireworks.
I want Mike on top of a Jaguar.
You know, Mike comes in ready to do a show, and then, you know, there are days that, you know, we talk about it often that the technical aspects of doing this show can occasionally be problematic, and it's almost daily, so you deal with it, and then there's that one day where you've just had enough, and it just wears, it sucks your soul out of your body. It actually sucks your soul out.
It's bad enough when it's on in one studio and everybody's sitting in that studio, but when you have someone else at another studio and you can't control that side,
it's very frustrating.
It's tough, but we got through
it. When I come in every day, I hit a button and it's like magic, and that's why I don't mind pulling back the curtain and giving proper credit to certain technological aspects of the show. The Telos Company, I believe that's the name of the company.
Yes,
Telos,
absolutely.
Correct?
Of Cleveland, Ohio.
Really, without peer, are there issues? Occasionally, once in a blue moon. Every day I come in here, and every day I do two things. I hit a button to connect my audio signal from the wilds of South Florida to Washington, D.C., and I go through a f***ing dance of 1,000 hates to get video. I hear the same thing every day where we have to reboot something, and I just, it drives me... I reached critical mass today with it, when it's always the same. It's always the same. Oscar Santana.
Does this mean you're moving back?
No, that means I just would like to have a system in place that is a little faster on the DC end of things. What buttons have to be pushed? Why do things have to be turned on when I connect with you on an audio?
Because
basis?
We have found in recent past that the easiest way to ensure a fast connect
is a
reset.
Hold on. Easy.
All right, let me rephrase.
The most efficient.
The most efficient and non-problematic way for a fast connect is to reset the moment before you dial in. We reset
That's
every
more,
morning
and
anyway.
Really, to be fair, right now, this is more of a, because you're so ADD about what you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm sorry, Pony's ADD and you're obsessive compulsive.
Right, it's a great mix. Yes.
So they're both say, okay, fine, we'll meet in the middle. I will reset this camera every time right before he connects. If they didn't do it for the next 5 days, I would say 4 out of 5, you just connect. It'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fine.
Yes.
Because we reset it every morning anyway. It's like we disconnect and reconnect every day.
It's the same reason why Rob clears all the cards. It's just something that he needs to do.
So you're saying that I could actually connect and then just, I could be down here and like press the button like I do for my little voice to be heard by thousands of people and then press the little button to be seen by thousands of people?
Yes.
Yes.
If you didn't take your... If you didn't take your computer with you, but you use it for, you take it in your living room. Yeah, you take it everywhere.
Yes, yes, I do. Yes.
But we could probably get you a desktop mic, which would incur a capital expense.
No,
we'll get you
I'm
a
not
going to
spend any more money. I don't want to spend any more money.
I bet Pony has a desktop on his desk
and
at
it,
home.
And it would just sit in your office. And
dedicated.
And it'd be dedicated. It wouldn't be used for anything else.
I know.
I got one.
I know.
You got? We can send you one.
We'll send it to you.
Yeah. In the mail.
So it's just ready to go every day.
Well, yeah, I can't guarantee it because
well, not now because I'm moving.
It'll be
again.
From 2002, and he's moving again.
That's
all right, now we're gonna have plans over.
At least I'm not taking Lufthansa.
Rescheduled, Mike. It's been rescheduled.
So I'm not flying Lufthansa from where? Texas to Germany or something like that?
To Frankfurt.
It's
yes.
a hot route. Everyone does it.
Who goes from
Texas
Houston
to Germany?
To Frankfurt.
You know, who are the people on that route, you know?
I sure do want some sausage. I'm going to go over to Germany and get some sausage. I'm
I don't think we should assume down that Texas people are all hunyaks, right?
No,
I mean,
no.
I
watched,
big cities
I watched Dallas.
See, but there's more than that. I mean, you know, I mean, hell.
Dallas.
You know, a lot of smart people. Power people coming out of Texas.
And also Austin is like the art center of the world right now. They have all the great entertainment and music.
Dallas, you got Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
You got San Antonio.
Yes.
You got Austin. You got Houston.
San Antonio.
Houston, where everything is just a short car ride away. They'll tell you this. You know,
45 minutes in a cab anywhere.
Exactly.
You could go down and say, excuse me, you could be in a hotel in Houston, Texas, and call down to the front desk and say, excuse me, is there a gift shop in the hotel lobby? And they would say, yes. I said, how do I get there? He said, well, it's a 45-minute cab ride.
I do believe the only reason they've ever had a Super Bowl or any sort of worldwide event in Houston, it's Big Taxi. Big Taxi,
Big Taxi
makes it because it's the home of a $100 car ride.
You know, before I blew my knee out, though, I will tell you, if you want a decent pair of Western style boots at a fair price, that is the city to get to take a plane ride to. That is the those are the best deals.
This is how disconnected with life you are. You don't fly somewhere to buy boots.
Well, no, I mean, I'm saying when I was there, I didn't fly to Texas to buy boots. I flew to Texas for work and happened to go to a boot store there.
A bootery.
And got
the
best prices. I don't remember at the time, but they were returns. And they had them in the corner
returns.
Of the store.
Factory
yeah.
seconds, yeah.
Classic,
slightly
custom designed boots that fit me just like a glove, and they were like the greatest boots. They were also probably the boots that I wore the night that I fell badly.
You see, a lot of people don't know.
My knee.
Gators.
Mike has the exact same foot size and width as country singer George Jones.
And
so
by the way,
when George returns his boots, Mike picks them up for a quarter of the
And by the way, I own none of them anymore.
I was going to ask, you used to have quite a few.
No,
more high heels.
Life goes on. Life changes. I don't have them anymore because I felt that they contributed to, you know, my accident.
Bad luck.
Yeah, maybe they were bad luck too.
Bad luck
that
boots.
Might have had something to do with it, you know. I don't want a pair for Christmas, that's for sure.
At the top of your game.
I missed that.
Bad Luck Boots.
It's on the ABC Family Channel.
Starring Rod Cooper.
It's the story of a little guy who blew out his knee and gets bad luck boots.
No, it's a holiday movie where Santa gets his...
Oh, Santa's boots.
Yeah, Santa's boots get stuck
bad
in the chimney.
Boots.
Oh, and by the way, real quick, now that it is the time of year, one of the things I hate more than anything is a cheap Santa outfit that has things that approximate boots that go over real shoes.
I'll cover just like they're basically vinyl slippies that go over.
Do you know what I mean?
Tennis shoes. Yeah,
no matter how great.
Yeah, I wore them. I wore them when I played Santa one time. The slippies that go over the I didn't have real boots.
Yeah, because the red.
I didn't do that.
No matter how beautiful your red velvet and fur is, nothing cheapens a Santa outfit.
So we
vinyl slippies.
At the Cocoonville breakfast on Sunday with Santa, where the four people that actually have small children,
yes.
Attended. I mean, really, it was just like welcome everyone. Hi, how are you over there? Yeah, we just had all the people.
No
with small
grandkids.
Kids. And there were no grandkids about at all, except for the people that live here that have kids. There were three of us. And Santa, and they had two of these young servers that they had dressed as Mrs. Claus and Mr. Claus, and they had them set up in front of the breakfast station, like with all the eggs and stuff. And so I walked up there, and I remember I looked up at him, and I said, hey, guys, how you doing? How's the marriage counseling going?
Oh.
And I got that. I literally got nothing. They were both sitting there with their shoulders slumped, not speaking, like somebody had drawn a straw back in the kitchen to play Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus.
Short straw, and not anything they were competing for.
I think Santa Claus was probably 21 and Mrs. Claus was probably 19. And they were sitting there. And by the way, he had the Santa beard where you could see his James Franco black mustache.
Oh no.
Where it was like hanging down a little bit, you know. And by the way, the Santa for me, where did I see a good Santa?
Spared no expense.
I'm trying to think. I might have seen a good Santa in Toys R Us that had, and there's so many fat old guys now in their 50s and 60s that have the real white beards.
They do it for a living, yeah.
I really think you should accept no fake beard Santas. I think there are enough members of the Harley Owners Group in Fairfax, Virginia that could play the role. You know, it would take me months, to be honest with you, but I now
is there a length requirement for the beard, do you think?
I want a real white beard. There are plenty of guys. There are plenty of fat guys with white beards. I want a real one.
I need
and
six
I get
weeks.
Disappointed
he
when
just
I see
wants
them.
A real one.
Yeah, just
yeah,
wants
and
a
I
real
don't.
One.
And by the way, you should be if you are under a deuce. I don't think you should be accepted.
No skinny Santas.
No, no, you shouldn't have that. And there was at the Bass Pro Shops last year, there was a Santa that had to weigh 165 pounds and be about 6'3". And it was ridiculous.
Tall, skinny Santa.
And he didn't even have a pillow. He didn't even have a pillow.
I'm not wearing a pillow.
He didn't have a pillow.
Hipster Santa.
He didn't have any stuffing at all. And
Mike,
he was there.
It was probably an employee that worked there that drew the short straw.
Again, yeah.
I think that there are probably
millennial Santa.
I think that, you know, you should hear, you know how you get them? You pay them. Pay them a little extra.
You got to.
You pay them a little more for their hourly rate if they show up and they've got the real beard.
What you don't want is the millennial Santa who feels entitled. When the child says, this is what I want, and millennial Santa says, well, what about what I want? What about my needs?
Well, all I know is Michael could only get within 5 feet because, and by the way, all the other, and there were, I think Sydney's three. And I think my buddy Mark's daughter is three or maybe two, maybe going on three. And Michael got as close as he has gotten to Santa because the three-year-old is right on the fence as far as terror and the joy. So he shook Santa's hand, which I thought required a tremendous amount of courage. Then he said he wanted a cement truck. And Santa, you know, and Santa, by the way, this is how Santa sounded. At the Cocoonville breakfast with Santa. This is exactly what it sounded like, okay? I'm going to approximate a young person's voice.
Okay, good.
Hey, what do you want for...
lazy Santa.
Because he was lost behind his beard?
He was lost behind his beard with his young 19-year-old voice.
Was the worst part when he looked at your son and said, Spring break.
Yeah, it was James Franco in a Santa beard.
What do you want for Christmas? I got a Glock. I got a 9mm. Spring break.
And by the way, a movie that I do occasionally linger with.
I'll stop
when it's
on
the cable. Yeah. But the fact is, you know, credibility alert. No, those pink pussycat girls did not get off that boat and kill all of those drug dealers at that mansion
alert.
In Miami.
It just, how
I'm sorry,
dare
it
you.
Didn't happen, and I'm sorry. I am warning the audience about this particular.
This
situation.
Is your Christmas warning.
That's my Christmas wish warning.
Now,
watch out.
Now, when you have these Santas, how do you feel about the Santas that are like a the hip Santa? Have you ever seen like they use them a lot in print advertising when Santa has like a goatee and they've modified the suit so it's like a red velvet two-piece suit?
I love the cool Santa that is in the car commercial that
the
shows
Fiat
up with
commercial.
The babes.
Yeah.
The Fiat commercial.
I don't mind that.
That's the cool Santa. I like the cool Santa. But no, I don't want it for kids. I want Santa to be a jolly old elf.
That's
what I want.
Is this Michael's third Christmas?
Well, he was born in July.
Yeah, and he's three now. So, yeah, third.
Yeah, it's his third Christmas.
Do you have any pictures of him?
Math question.
Well, it's not a math question.
All right. Okay.
Do you have any questions?
He didn't give birth to him.
Three.
I was supposed to know.
Do you have any pictures of him? Don't help, Oscar. Sitting on Santa's lap in abject terror? Because I'm lucky enough to have one of each kid crying.
No, because I've got one. I've got his first.
Right.
And the first one, he had a big grin on his face.
Really?
Yeah, he's a gutsy little guy.
The first Santa that little Michael went to, if my memory serves me correct, was in a strip mall.
Yeah, I believe it was.
In like an abandoned store.
Yeah, it was like they,
a
it was
pop-up holiday store.
Pop-up holiday store.
No, that was maybe the second in the same season, and that Santa was pure crap, and then Carla got mad at me because I was giving Santa crap. I said,
oh,
I think
not
I may.
A good move.
Well, first of all, it was empty. There was no one in there.
But the
it was
suit
in a corner.
Demands respect.
Yeah, but I may have said phoning it in. I said, hey, you're phoning it in, Santa. You're phoning it in. But the good news is, it was a wooden telephone.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We couldn't have picked a better time to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Let me
go say hello. Hey, Billy, how are you?
Tommy, get over here. I haven't seen you in 16 years.
How you doing, Billy?
Jesus Christ almighty. You look terrific. How you feel?
Watch this suit. Watch this suit.
Watch this suit, you little... Yeah. Hey, I know you're my life.
All right, good.
You're getting too big on me
just
now.
Just don't go busting my balls, Billy, okay?
Hey, Tommy, if I was going to break your balls, I'd tell you to go home and get your shine box. Oh, this kid was great. They used to call him Spit Shine Tommy. I swear to God, oh, he'd make your shoes look like f***ing mirrors. Excuse my language. He was terrific. He was the best. And he made a lot of money, too. Salud, Tommy.
No more shines, Billy.
What?
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up, didn't tell you. I don't shine shoes anymore.
Relax, will you, for crying out? What's got into you? I'm breaking your balls a little bit, that's all. I'm only kidding with you.
Sometimes you don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
I mean, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and you're right away, you're getting fucking fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry, too. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, salud. Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Motherfucking mutt! You fucking piece of shit!
Yeah. Come on! Let him go!
Relax. You bought his button, that fake old tough guy! You bought your fucking button, you fake tough guy! You motherfucker!
Come on!
Keep that motherfucker here! Keep him here! Come on!
Back! Come on, you fucking feel strong!
I'm sorry.
Teach this kid a little fucking manners. Hey, Jimmy, what's right is right. You understand what I'm talking about?
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
No, I didn't insult him.
A little bit.
Merry Christmas to you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Fiverr Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. If you're here, you do too. You can reach us 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you today by our good friends at Sherry's Berries. I got so excited about my Sherry's Berries. You heard the story. I accidentally dumped them all over the floor and then picked them up and ate them. No 5-second rule when it comes to Sherry's Berries. It's the perfect gift. I've done it for years. We're talking freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99. That's over a 30% savings. I just had a touching moment thinking about my Sherry's Berries. I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
Double the berries for just $10 more. That's called Doppelberries. All you need to take advantage of this amazing deal is our code TMOS. Massive, fresh, juicy gourmet berries as big as your head, dipped in white milk and chocolatey. Let me do it again. Dipped in dark white and milk chocolatey goodness. Plus decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. Sherry's Berries has more than just berries. They've added great stuff, seasonal treats for the holidays. Christmas is only 12 days away. Time is running out, so choose a gift from Sherry's Berries' incredible selection, and you can skip the crowds and the hustle. With Christmas right around the corner, there's only one way to get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries deal and help support our show. Just visit berries.com and click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, then type in TMOS. Sherry's Berries has something for everyone and every taste. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in TMOS. Thank you.
What was your touching moment?
I used to, I don't mind saying this. I used to, in the Sherry's Berries commercials this time of year, always mention the fact that I would send them, as I did, up to my dear sweet Mamo. And that's just, a little evidence of what everybody that loses anybody goes through at the holidays. You get caught by surprise periodically, and you think about that. And over the last couple of weeks, I probably had my mom in my mind a little bit, and that's a good thing. I think that's okay. So I have to tell you, speaking of death.
Yes, thank you.
The happiest Carla day yesterday. It was amazing how she had an extra spring in her step.
You know, you should send out a card that says Happy Carla Days.
Would you like to know why she was, I don't know, it just seemed like she was Oscar noses. We had a conversation yesterday. That's why he's chortling a little bit.
So he knows. He knows what's coming.
Would you like to know why she was a little giddy yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday was finally the day. Do you remember back in the summertime, I don't know when it was, where we had LegalZoom as a client?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe it's like a year ago summertime. I don't know. It was a long time ago. And LegalZoom is a wonderful client of the Mike O'Mara Show. And I decided that I would retweak my last will and testament.
Oh, no.
And because I don't like life insurance and I don't like wills and I don't like anything that involves my imminent demise, I procrastinated. Now, I got it done.
I think it's really common for people to procrastinate on your will.
I filled it out. It's been done for a long time. It's got my daughters in there. It's got my son. It's got my bride. I also what's that?
Ex-brides or just your bride?
No exes.
Do you leave any power of attorney over anybody, or you just give everything to your wife? I don't know how this works. I've never been married.
Well, the fact is that there was a something power of attorney. I'm not sure what the
absolute
word is.
Power.
No.
Executive
some,
power.
Superpower.
It was some
JD
little,
power.
Thing. No, no. No, it was something about power and attorney. I didn't do that one yesterday.
Oh, you didn't check that.
Carla
box?
Actually came into the room when I was looking at him and said, "This is a power attorney." She goes, "Oh man, fill that out. We'll have a new car in the driveway this afternoon."
Oh God.
And I just pulled off of that one. But we go to
poker
the,
face, Carla. Poker
you know,
face.
You when you're down cool, here, you boy. Don't know and when you don't have like a high falutin lawyer, you go to the local. Where do you go to get something notarized? I'll tell you where you go. You go to the UPS store where they have that
they
service
do that.
Available.
Yes.
And all so, the best wills are notarized at UPS.
That's true.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, there's a sign. It's in neon. It says it on the front of the UPS store.
Only the best deaths.
You say, notarize this. I need packing peanuts and some shipping tape.
You know what, though? I will tell you this. You would think that a service like that, a legal service where somebody's doing, may have people that might maybe weren't prepared or were kind of slacking in that. We went into the UPS store and dealt with this woman. I believe her name was Ms. Torres, who was the most competent person at her job. Competent to a level that made me just smile because she just had all her act together.
When she saw you coming up with the will, did she say, "This looks like a rush job"?
Yes, get it done. Get it done.
Are you
know,
here
you really
under
think
your own
about
power,
it,
sir?
You know, when you really think about it, it's
hold up
probably,
a picture of today's newspaper.
It's it's something I might have thought about. It's something I probably should have thought about before I, got the cut over the summertime.
Nah.
You know, because really that's when, that's when all hell broke loose. So, really now, outside of a slight head cold, I couldn't feel better. So we walk in and she
was Oscar and I get a mention in the will?
You do.
Really?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, that's it.
No, I'd like you to say a few words.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you and my sister and my daughter, Kathy.
Mike.
That is very sweet. I'm a little
oh, look at him. He's getting all verklempt.
No, because he knows he won't be there for that because he's going first.
Did you say
really
the words
dark.
Should be recorded?
No, I could read it to you. I mean, it's a little blurb that's in there. I don't mind telling people what's going on with that. I have music choices. I have everything. I put that in there. I figured I wanted it in there.
And is Oscar disinvited to the funeral?
No, Oscar's there.
I'll carry
Oscar
the casket.
Oscar don't want to speak at a funeral.
Right. Okay.
Oscar wouldn't be comfortable doing that. That's the only thing. But no.
Did you hear what Jackass just said?
What did he say?
He said he's going to be a pallbearer with a pallet jack. What an ass.
Is that a fat joke?
It is a fat joke.
Yeah. All right.
I wouldn't trust him with a pallet jack anyway.
I am fat.
Hey, you know what? Do me a favor.
12-inch sub last night. Carla looked at me like I was Mikey Manatee. I swear to God, it's just like, really? I said, honey, can I get a 12-inch instead of the 6-inch? She goes, really? Do you really think you need that? And so she brought it in. I said, just put that other half over to the side. And then all the entire time I'm eating my 6-inch sub, you know what the other side was saying? The other 6 inches was saying, you know you want me. You know you want me. I'm here. You don't want me tomorrow. You don't want me to have me for breakfast.
It'll be soggy.
Eat me now. Eat me. Eat me.
Eat me.
So we get done doing it, and because I just love people that are great at their jobs, and she just, there was one little glitch
Pony.
Had Michael O'Mara, not Michael Sean O'Mara, which is on my driver's license, and she said, you got to go through that. I said, can we just change it? And she goes, yeah, I can put AKA. If you want, you could make new copies. No, no, just change the name and we'll be there with that. And then she just walks us through that like super fast. Everything. This woman made three copies of all these documents in lightning speed. She walked all the blue-haired men in her UPS store that were all going like, you know, if I dealt with
we're
one of them,
shipping
I would've,
gifts.
Yeah, I would have been there. Seriously, I would have been there for 9 hours. We caught it at a moment where there was the holiday lull. It was beautiful. And that just puts me in a good mood. But my mood was nothing compared to Mrs. O'Mara, who just, I got news for you. She was just walking out of there and going, Carla, what's the matter? She goes, this is the happiest day of my life.
See,
it's kind of official now, you know?
All she got to do is just finish out the ride.
She was in another world, but this is the
get
one.
Get 12 inches. Yeah, how about you get 16?
Hey, let's get an extra jar of mayonnaise.
What it was.
Yeah.
You want me to butter that bread?
Yeah. And also,
did you say hardened arteries?
You know, I love the fact that you took a positive from it. You said this lady was efficient and it was easy and everything.
Fantastic.
But doesn't a small part of you think, why is she rushing me through this?
No, she wasn't. Because
that would trouble me.
No, rushing would be incompetent. Rushing would be she wasn't doing her job at the best possible. And I, look, I, you know that if I'm not bitching, I'm not breathing.
True enough.
But I also believe in this day and age that when you get someone who is over the, I go just as far on the positive side. And when somebody, and I could, I was making her laugh because I was showering her with so many compliments. She was cracking up.
Tell her she
I
had said, a great,
you know,
ass.
What? I said, that would be probably not an accurate
statement. She wouldn't buy into that one?
That would not be an accurate statement. Let me just say that, okay? But she wasn't particularly pleasant. She wasn't particularly sweet.
Right.
She was competent, and that's what you want. You want competence in that particular situation. And then, you know, I had no idea that my wife would just be like, I love you. I love you. Just super happy. And then she walks into the kitchen. She's like, I'm going to get these right out to Andrew. You know, my accountant, it's like, you know, geez.
Can you imagine how happy she would
copies.
Be?
Yeah.
Got to put one in the safe deposit box.
Well, also, I think it might have been 7 months ago I had to update the will and life insurance policy. And Shannon's still not on it. My brother will make sure she's taken care of. But we're not married yet.
Sure.
In an Ebenezer Scrooge sort of way.
You will be looked after. You will continue to exist in a manner
Ms.
that you
Katie,
have become accustomed to.
We're going to put you in a shack in back of our lovely home.
Are there no more workhouses? No more prisons? Yes.
Over here is the in back of the home, we have a lovely, lovely masonry work done around the pool. And you'll notice that cabana back there. Well, we used to use it as the pool changing area. Now, unfortunately, that is my brother's girlfriend's residence.
It's like
currently.
Connie Stevens' house. Her pool house was a single family home.
Exactly.
Yes, he was killed in that tragic Tesla accident with Todd Moore a year ago. And, she lives in the cabana. She lives in the cabana right now. And
Marissa.
She offers instruction by the pool, yoga instruction by the pool.
And, of course, Jose has seen to it that the first Thursday of every month she receives 16 shillings and seven.
And all she has to do is clean up. Clean up occasionally.
And occasional grouting.
Yes. Anyway.
But I went to the post office, Notary Public. That's the easiest place to go to, right? You just find
The UPS store here was great. It was really, really competent. And I love people that do their jobs well. You feel,
execute.
You know, anything legalese of any kind makes my flesh crawl. It makes me nervous. And
well, we're so out of our element. Anytime you go through something like that, it's scary.
Yeah, but that's why I kind of loved it. It was one of the first times that I used our good friends at LZ. And it worked out really, really well. I got everything in there that I wanted. And
boom,
you know,
bam.
Kind of like ye old paper quality to it. They give you that fake, like, yellowed paper.
Yeah, it looks like We the People, the Constitution.
Did you burn the edges of it to make it look cool?
A little oil?
No, need to do that. Need to do that. But she's happy.
That's what Rob's will would look like if he had one.
Yeah.
I have a will.
Like a Dead Sea Scroll that you roll out.
Yeah.
Julia.
With a ribbon on it.
Little Robert, Carrie.
And I will be donating my organs, too.
Really?
Donating, yes.
Oh, my God.
Everybody should
scratch and dent.
Everybody should donate their organs. I think it's
Mike,
extremely.
Hey, I'm not so sure I want your liver.
Can they? And this
they're not for transplant or science. I'm donating them to Jimmy's. They're going to be on the shelf.
Shelf. They're going
to
be
next
on
to the pickled egg. So
the new app. Yeah. This new appetizer.
It'll be the Jot Goose, a Buffalo Sabres logo, the pickled eggs, and then what's that? That's a liver. That's a liver from Mike O'Mara. It would be a little tarnished plaque on it. Yeah. Says knowledge is good.
It's been burning since 2050. It's right. Like the eternal flame on Kennedy's grave.
Knowledge is good.
Yeah, if you sprinkle a little of the liquid that's in there into your martini, you'll see God. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, let's do a you know what when we come back.
Good idea. I like it.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Well, the holidays are officially here and effective immediately. You don't have time to go to the post office, the traffic, the parking, all the dimwits dragging their feet while they're mailing cards and gifts and packages and not knowing what line to stand on and having their dandruff sprinkle on your clothing when you're wearing your overcoat and smelling bad because they didn't prepare. I don't know what's going on. Do what I do, won't you please? Use stamps.com.
Woo! Woo!
Thank you. That is the better way to buy postage. Stamps.com lets you avoid all the hassle of going to the post office during the busy holiday season where all the rubes go there. And you can also use it all year round.
Sure.
Just stay at your desk. Use your own computer and printer. You buy and you print your official U.S. postage for any of your letters or packages. Then the mailman picks it up. Easy peasy, not so sneezy. We have used Stamps.com for years, and we adore it. We adore it. I mean, we do.
How do you think people are getting these fruitcakes in a timely fashion, Mike?
That because of Stamps.com?
Of course. Yeah, I'm not going to the post office. I hate the post office.
It makes sure all fruitcake make it from point to point with no hassle. Right now, use our code TMOS. You get a four-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer. That includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you will be printing postage from your own desk. It's that easy. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, you click that microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and TMOS. You'll never have to go to the post office again. Oh, there it is. There it is. Excuse me. Man, good breakfast this morning. Thank you very much. Mike, Rob with two B's, Oscar and Pony. Well, here I am again. Another year, still a failure.
Oh.
Maybe soon I will be on. Now, no explanation of
As you go further, you'll see. This is actually kind of a touching letter.
Maybe soon I will be honored to usher in the new year right with a Rob with two B's custom deluxe gourmet fruliquinutto cake.
He's putting in the fact that it has fruit, nuts, and liquor, I think.
Fruliquinutto cake.
Careful.
All right. You see, I am an over-the-road truck driver. This cake won't be as much for me, but for my wife and my two lovely daughters. I just got a Christmas image just now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just got a... The late night, you know, busting ass to get home after a long haul.
Like a
run.
Red Sovine record, Mike.
Hannah is 2. Abigail is 3 months. Yes, 3 months is too young for that deliciousness. However, I figure she will get to enjoy it later via suckling.
Yes, that's a. And all that right. Is, as far
that
as
Christmas
we can tell.
Image just left my head.
The only fruitcake entry thus far to include the verb suckling, which is a
suckling.
Gerund. Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, this year is especially difficult being away from my family while delivering everyone else's crap and getting paid very little. So we really don't have the money to get Christmas gifts for each other. In all seriousness, if I win and I'm smart enough to answer my phone, this will be my gift to my wife. Thank you guys for all you do. That's sweet.
It's a nice letter, isn't it?
You've gotten me through and continue to get me through. Keep bringing the funny. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Oh, and Oscar, Feliz Navidad. That is from our friend Rodney. What a sweet letter and funny and working hard, getting it done. I wish they paid these guys more money. Calling Rodney. I really want Rodney to answer the phone.
Because, Mike, you know, if it got there, it got there on a truck.
That's absolutely right.
Hello?
Yes, I'm looking for Rodney, please.
This is Rodney.
Rodney, this is Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you today?
Well, I am great. How are y'all doing?
We're doing fine. Rodney, you wouldn't by any chance know why I might be calling you on this Tuesday during Christmas season.
For a Rob with two B's liquor fruit cake.
Yes! Yes! Man, are we. I mean, we give a lot of stuff away on this show, but I'll tell you something. These fruitcakes, everybody is standing by
on
their
point.
Phone. And Rodney, you, what kind of truck driver? You're an over-the-road truck driver. Well, they all go over the roads. Are you a long-haul trucker,
well,
Rodney?
Over-the-road is the term for long-haul. Yeah, we go pretty much all 48. I'm in Missouri right now.
Oh,
oh no kidding.
God.
Where
so
are you
you're
based?
The real deal.
The show
wow.
me state.
The company's based in Springfield. I live in Melbourne, Florida.
So Springfield, Illinois, Springfield, Massachusetts.
Springfield, Missouri.
Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
And so you will be, and do you haul like packages and stuff? Will you be hauling all over the country?
Our company hauls different things. I'm on the reefer division, which is basically refrigerated groceries.
Oh, I thought you were hauling marijuana.
Yeah, reefer,
you know what? Adrian actually woke up for a second.
Fast and the
yeah.
Furious.
Reefer division. I
yes.
can join that. That
yeah.
would be great.
Well, sitting up late
you know
at night saying.
I go to Colorado occasionally. So.
Nice. That is, you know what? That is so cool. And, you know, Oscar, you have a question for Rodney?
Yes, Rodney, do you ever ship sheer panties?
Oh, stop it.
Oh,
yuck.
Stop that.
That would not be refrigerated.
You know, Oscar's
you might want
so
to.
Polite. Oscar's so
yeah,
polite
exactly.
that he, you know, he actually raises his hand and I stop the show so we can get that on. You know, there, Rodney, you work hard. I wish you nothing but you know, great luck and delight with those two beautiful children of yours. And hand your
well,
wife
you
a
guys.
Fruitcake on Christmas Eve and have a little Christmas cheer with it. You have won a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. God bless you and
awesome.
Merry
hey,
Christmas to
I
you, my friend.
I want to tell you guys that, you know, I love you guys. I've been listening to y'all since I was like 16 and back in the 80s. I just, you guys get me through many miles on the road, many lonely days, and I just thank you for it, so.
God bless you. Thank
you,
Rodney.
Thank you, Rodney.
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas.
Stay safe.
Hey, y'all,
awesome.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
That is so cool. And that, by the way, that is the Uber job, any kind of driving
job. Oh,
yeah.
Job. Yeah.
I include, like, law enforcement officials, firemen, that type of thing. If you're in a vehicle all day, this podcast, bring it with you. Tell a friend. This makes the time go super, super fast. Really, this is, I never say this, and I've always thought it, though. The podcast, especially if you're driving distances during the holidays, this podcast is just, I think it's a few clicks above an audiobook.
Oh, it's
just
tailor made
for it. Energy to
yes.
it that's just better. It's not like listening to the radio. It's really not. It's this condensed form that we do. And I think, you know, this time of year in particular is a great time to get somebody
that's
new
why,
to listen
Mike,
to the show.
We're giving you more new programming this year than ever,
ever
before.
We are. We are. Oscar, the schedule this year will go right up through the end of next week where we will be doing a show, two special shows on the 22nd and 23rd, Thursday and Friday, which are holiday party shows.
Don't miss the Friday show.
Well, don't miss them both. But the fact is the Friday show is super festive because the, you know, the booze gets flowing.
Yeah.
And then the Thursday show is really nice and nasty and testy.
Yeah.
And then Saturday and Sunday, Rob Spiewak is playing Christmas music for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Rob Radio. And I think it'll be fantastic.
Please,
really
please. I love
to
spend the holidays with all you guys. And let's hear it for our listeners. 8 for 9 on fruitcake
eight
so far
nine.
This year. That's
absolutely
pretty good.
Incredible.
Yeah.
You know,
why,
I would
why
love.
You, why are you doing that callback?
I have no idea.
Sheer panties.
Sheer panties.
You know, I'll tell you. You want to know why he's doing it?
Why?
He's doing it because HBS is back in the fold.
Hey, how about my
pop? HBS is out of Facebook prison.
And you know, he actually wrote a strongly worded email to Facebook, and he got sprung, I think, 9 days early.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Probation.
Yeah. If you go on his page, you can read the back and forth that he had with Facebook.
Good behavior.
I think what he said is, why would I be penalized for a photo that ran on the front page of the New York Times? Harumph, harumph, harumph.
Let me tell you something, Robert, Bob. Bomber Bob Spiewak. Bob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara, your friend. Thank you for calling in last week. We appreciate it. But let me tell you something, my friend. What I think you need to do during this holiday season is to push that envelope. Yes, push that envelope.
Yeah, go all
okay?
in, as
yeah.
they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've got all this Christmas imagery in my head. I'm picturing, like, the wise man and all the
animals, you know, surrounding the manger. You had the goats and the sheep and the camel.
The ox and the lamb.
Yeah.
And the camel.
Not the animal.
But anyway, I'm just...
Today, definitely.
Yeah.
Two humps, Mike, two humps.
I'm very, very... I'm very happy for him that he's a. It's a Christmas miracle. The only Christmas other miracle I could think of would be for me to have the big win, the big W in fantasy football.
And
I would love to. I just love to really do it. I've never had the big win.
Oh, I thought you were about to make an announcement.
He wants to be the guy on the ad that they send nationwide. It says Mike O'Mara won $500,000 playing fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see where I ended. I think I did okay this week.
Well, the Ravens came back yesterday. That
I didn't have. You know what?
Added.
I'm such a mook. I played the FanDuel things that didn't have. The Monday night game. I did like the Sunday Million, which didn't happen.
Now, do you do that because you don't like to have the patience to wait through the Sunday night game?
No. No, to be perfectly honest with you, I didn't really process it that much, but hold on just a second.
He's a headline guy.
He just fell silent.
Yeah, because he's like, wait.
He realized something.
What just happened?
He realized that he just mentioned FanDuel in his will.
No, I'm looking at this.
All my debts will be paid by FanDuel.
Hold on, I'm looking right now.
In my will.
My will.
My
okay,
will.
I won. I did $35 in entries, and I did, $30 in entries, and I won $60.
Oh,
I doubled my money.
Your money.
Yeah, I've been
winning. Double
guys,
money.
About, look, they're not buying a schedule anymore.
Well,
so
anywhere, by the way.
They don't buy them anywhere, but FanDuel does that. It's like they ramp, and then they go away.
No, they're merging with DraftKings.
It's always something with those people.
Well, Mike.
But I don't mind. They have advertised, and I don't mind telling you, I am completely and utterly addicted. Now, you guys don't play when we don't have the
I play off season. I get Vincent to play in our league. We still have our TMOS league, so he's my proxy.
Yeah, there was
on buckets for me. He's losing me money every week.
There was about a 10-minute silence in the studio this week, and I hear from the corner, Vincent said, I think I have a good lineup for Oscar. I said, what?
You know, there's certain mistakes that I make routinely because I don't know the league as well as I should, and I don't pay attention to like where defenses are ranked and that type of thing. I just kind of go with my gut on teams that I think are good, and you know, I get bitten.
But if you go truly by statistics, purely statistic driven, you'll never win because everybody goes purely by statistics.
I go.
What you
to
need
be honest
is
with you,
you need a little bit of magical Zuzu to make it happen.
Well, my Zuzu's kind of like I go to a couple of websites.
All right.
Actually walk me through it hand in hand, and then I kind of tweak.
Do you weigh
own
them against
lineup.
Each other, or do they often agree?
I weigh them against each other, but then I got screwed up because this is where I am a football fan, but I'm not a football fan. Where I'm sitting there like for 20 minutes all day. Where I couldn't find this tight end for Baltimore that they recommended.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, where's the tight end?
Where's Todd Heap? Oh, you're retired.
I had no clue. I didn't. I swear to God. I was so out of it that I didn't realize Baltimore was playing in the Monday night game. Duh. So that was.
I think that happens to most people when you are in the keyhole that I like to call fantasy football.
Right.
All you're trying
Hold on a second.
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but why is it a keyhole?
Could it be a wormhole?
Might be a wormhole.
I'm thinking of more of ketamine, like Special K, the drug. You fall into a K-hole or a keyhole, right? Depending on where you grew up.
Are you buying any of
these drugs?
I'm lost.
Yeah, well, you guys aren't into narcotics. Neither am I, but I have a lot of friends.
I love that. I love narcotics and sleeping meds and everything.
Right.
So you are second-guessing yourself if you're really just a degenerate gambler like I am at times when I'm looking at my lineup if Vincent's not doing it for me, because it just takes me an hour and a half because I'm second guessing everything I put in there.
I use several online sites that I pop it in. I do it relatively quickly.
I thought a listener was getting you lineup.
No, that I haven't. All
Jimmy
my
the
money
Greek.
All my money this year has primarily been won with me surfing the net and checking
Pure
out some
O'Mara
websites and doing Pure O'Mara doing it. Now, and the thing is, yesterday or Sunday, Aaron Rodgers was my quarterback. And this is what fantasy football is all about. Anybody that's played knows what I'm talking about. Your quarterback that you have picked comes out, and all of a sudden, he is lighting him up, just like Nicky Diamond was
saying. Light him up!
Yeah. And I'm watching, and we get to the third quarter. I'm like,
this could kick me into, I could go from the $40 level to like the $100 level.
You're already counting the money.
Yes.
When you see it, you're like, I got this.
I'm getting the TV back.
Carla, I'm going to order the TV now. Don't worry about it. I got this covered.
Sign for it when it comes.
It's like any kind of gambling at all, because this is the way it goes. It's like having all your money on a crap table. That's when things happen. So I go to the third quarter. I'm like, oh, he is on a roll right now. This is going to be my day. This is going to be my day. And the announcer comes in and goes, well, it looked like Aaron Rodgers began to limp. And I remember, and my young son, I hope he doesn't repeat what I say, but I think the entire neighborhood may have heard coming out of the O'Mara residence in the third quarter of the Green Bay game on Sunday, could have heard me go, candy ass! and, you know, he's a big, strong football player.
To little Michael says that to somebody.
And then they took him out of the game. They took him out of the game.
It's a delicious treat. It's Mike O'Mara's candy asses.
Right. And then of course, I still had Jason Witten to look forward to, and that didn't work out because I forgot that the Baltimore Raven guy, who, and by the way, I don't know how he did. So I could do a whole show on fantasy football, but then I would be talking about all the hobbies that I like, and I'm not going to do that.
All of your various and varied
hobbies.
The
gambling is fun. The highs and lows and really the peaks and valleys that you share with us, those are fun.
Yes.
Because when I talked to Mike brief, this is an off-air conversation. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to get $1,000 from FanDuel.
Yeah. Haven't gotten to that mark yet. I don't think, because I'm a degenerate gambler, Oscar, I don't think in terms of the thousand. I enter that $25 contest, I think in terms of tens of thousands.
Yeah.
I think in terms of like, I'm going to have retirement. Everybody hit. Yeah, and yes, and everything's going to be it. No, I'll still do the show. I love doing the show.
Thank you.
But I think of, you know, this would be it. This would be it.
It's life changing.
Like, hey, honey, listen, that's the end of the second half. I'm going out to buy a new car. That's fantastic. You're a big winner. Who's the big winner?
Mikey
wins.
Mikey's a winner.
No, but I'm always thinking about doing shows about my hobbies. That's why I'm pretty serious to be popping one starting in 2017. Very
new show?
Oh, really?
Yep.
What's it called?
Mike O'Mara's Handguns. we're going to take a break, and we will come back with more fun.
Sure.
Be prepared. When we come back, I would like a psychological profile / analysis of former Mike O'Mara Show intern, Eric Zoolander Stulginski.
All right. We shall prepare.
Please.
Thank you. All right. Very good. The color went out of both of their faces. All right. We'll be right back, everybody.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Like, if you were to grow bitter and close out your Facebook account and just say, delete this account, I'm done, I'm not doing Facebook anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go through and find all the people that are just in silhouette. I freed up 180 slots last night.
Holy cow!
Mm-hmm. And added 100 people this morning.
Rob, that's a lot of scrolling, I feel.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I was watching TV at the same time.
Okay. Did you do this on your phone?
No, at my desktop.
Okay, I was going to say, no wonder you have to wear the glasses.
No, I think we all know why I'm losing my vision.
Hold up your hands. Let me see your palms.
Clean as a whistle.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
That's right. They were making a joke about Rob pleasuring.
Yes, feverishly, anyway, Mike, and there's a brand new episode up right now.
Nasty. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to talk about our Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages. Listen, this is getting a little heavy on you, but I got to get on you a little bit about this. We have enjoyed talking about bonus packages and the fact that we're including a O'Mara Christmas, which is a fantastic ad. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But the fact is, when I look at our bonus subscriptions and I weigh it against people that enjoy this show for FREE free, it makes me get a little pain in the gut. It makes me have a little pang of what if. I don't know what to tell you. We keep this show chugging along every year. Every year it gets a little bit tougher to deliver what we deliver and keep everybody, you know, feeding their families. And I don't know what to say, but there are so many of you that are hearing my voice right now that do not subscribe to the bonus show, and you choose not to, and you don't think you need to. You get this free content 5 days a week. We do a 6 show, and we don't ask for a donation, what we do is we ask you to pay for the bonus subscription. And if one quarter of you decided to wake up tomorrow morning and say, you know what, he's right, I should do more to support the show I love, you would go a long way in making sure that this show stays around for a long, long time. I don't want this show to go away. I want this show to stick around. And one of the best ways to make it stick around is to support the Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages, okay? That's why we want you to subscribe, hopefully subscribe for the year. If you want to break it out by the month, you can do that as well. And I think it's one of the best entertainment values that you will get. Yes, Oscar Santana.
I think that in the past, and it's because we are who we are. This is my perspective, but you know, we've had some conversations offline after my meltdown last week that to be very clear, the bonus show is the only thing we have control over as far as levers in our toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
And if Mike is right, if we had more to work with, we could do more with the show.
True.
You know, in the event that by some miracle, everybody that listened to the free show subscribed to the bonus show, that would be a tremendous change for things here at TMOS. We're not asking for that. But we're certainly asking to up the percentages of people that listen to it. So there, speech over. If you get the bonus show package this year, you will receive the soon-to-be classic holiday album, Have an O'Merry Christmas. Do we have today's clip?
We do, and we can run it here. I was going to run it later, but we can do it right now. This is one that just right out of the studio, Mike, and this is a red-hot clip. I think you're going to like it.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow.
So messed up.
Oh boy.
By the way, that's a Rob Spiewak idea. Everyone's like, did you tell Rob to cut the music off? No.
I might have cut it, but it might have come down from higher up too.
I believe it was.
Was that your brainchild?
My idea, yeah.
Oh man. Oh,
but people should know these are fully produced songs, full length, and they sound the bulk of them sound fantastic.
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to do today. Click on the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get the bonus package. When you subscribe, you get the entire year from the day you sign up. And with the holidays approaching, please gift it to somebody.
Great gift.
If you've already ordered it, send it to somebody. Really, it's a great Christmas gift. And it's fun. You heard that long-haul trucker. You know, it basically improves his life. It'll improve somebody else's life. Whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it. My God, if everybody that listened for free got one for themselves and gave it as a gift, oh, my God!
That'd be fantastic.
Anyway, the TMOS bonus package. Order it right now, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
You. Mike, did you want to hear that clip one more time? Because it's awfully good.
You know what? I have a giant ego when it comes to Christmas music.
Sure.
And my own contributions. Today, I have lyrics in hand. We're pretty much buttoning it up, right? Today,
absolutely.
Aren't we?
If we could get
done, are we pretty much done?
Well, if we could get Mariah Zabios to sing, yeah, we'd be done.
The pipes haven't been.
He
right.
hasn't done it.
The pipes. No. He every day he says my voice isn't right yet, and you know what? I'm sorry.
Not every day.
I'm sorry that alcohol depleted the lining of my throat.
But that's if he sounds like that. That's fine. That's acceptable.
It's 90s cologne and strippers. I'm sorry. They got in the way.
All right, we'll get mine recorded, and then we'll have Krusty the Clown do his.
Once again, this comes from Mike's session yesterday. Oh wait, this isn't the right button.
Oh, you.
12
that
days.
That was such a tease.
A-hole. 12 days left for Christmas shopping. Only got 12 days more. 12 days.
Hi there.
Hi there. Only 12 more shopping days left.
More shopping
days. Better step on it or
you'll be sorry.
Oh, that's one of the best ones.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow.
Far away on that one. Hey, listen. You know the one we're doing today, right?
We're doing two today.
Yeah, you're going to, but the one that I really like, the
yes.
King Cole, I want you to bring me up front.
Sure.
Because I rehearsed yesterday, and I'm going to be doing it with a very soft touch.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, as you know, Mike, I treat every recording session as its own child.
I know
and
you
I,
do.
I don't have a favorite baby,
right.
And I make every one of them the most prosperous, wonderful infant I can.
Rob Spiewak's Having a Merry Christmas is going to be...
Oh, I don't want... No, it's simply... It's not like a Phil Spector thing.
Don Kirshner.
Where I'm going to come out of the end and say, at this, the most wonderful time of year.
I am proud of our holiday album. I think you're going to get laps out of it, and then you'll you know, you'll get some of us that can really sing. It'll be fantastic.
Some who really put in the effort.
Really?
I love doing it, and I've always wanted to do that, and I think it's going to be very, very special. Can I hear it one more time?
Sure, absolutely. Here's the Michael Mara teaser.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow.
That's the best. The best.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get to it. So at the holiday party, which you will hear next week on Thursday and Friday. We had former TMOS intern Eric Zoolander Stilginski.
And to put him in a timeline, he never interned for us on the terrestrial show, but he was one of the first interns to debut on the podcast.
Yes. Yes, he is a he's a unique individual.
He started with us when he was 14.
And he's also gone on to be quite a successful accounting person.
Yes.
And actually tutored Oscar with his MBA.
Debits and credits.
He's a brainiac, and he's done very, very well. He'll be the first one to let you know how well he's done.
Yes.
He likes to...
he'll tell you during the holiday show.
He's what?
He'll tell you during the holiday show.
Left and right.
Yeah, he's all about that. And now, the last time I saw him, I've seen him twice. Saw him at our TMOS live event in November at the DC Improv. And then he came by for the holiday party. And both times, he's very, very sure of himself.
Almost to a point of belligerent.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's a little extreme.
I don't know.
No. He's aggressive.
Here's what
I
know.
It's aggressive, so that's belligerent. You say aggressive. Belligerent.
What about passionate? Is that a better word?
I suppose it's more flattering.
All right, let me ask you this, Oscar. Do you find that the passion can be just a tad off-putting?
I would say this before you answer. Keep in mind that some people would say Adolf Hitler was passionate.
No one would ever say that.
He had a set of goals that he really wanted.
Stop your circle, your friend.
It's a sensitive time.
Yeah, Rob Ford told me to say that.
No. You know better than that.
By the way, Oscar always tells me, speaking of people and comparing people to dictators, I will tell you, as we speak today, they have announced the new Secretary of State, who's the Rex Tillerson, I believe is the guy's name. I will not make any political judgment. I will tell you there is one particular photo floating around, and I only will say this about our Secretary of State.
Yeah.
In the event that you are going to travel the world representing the United States, as you did for the big oil Exxon oil company,
right?
Please tend to the nose hairs.
Oh, no.
Please, there is one particular photo. You may be able to find it online, but where the left nostril has been neglected.
Danglers?
Well, he's got that. You know, he's one of those guys with the big, bushy eyebrows.
Yes.
So, you know, he's one of these guys. Got a good head of hair for an older guy. But I know. I can look at the guy because I'm one of them, too. And you know that there is a challenge with ear and nose hair.
Well, every time he needs to call Victor Kayam, Mike.
Yes. The Remington surgical trimmer for unsightly nose and ear hair.
Every time I hear his name, I feel like it's going to be a commercial for the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I'm Rex Tillerson.
So, getting back to the whole Zoolander thing. What's his deal? He comes in and does... I'll tease him a little bit.
He drinks at a pace that really I drink at, if we're really throwing down.
Yeah.
So, he goes from zero to...
he's a featherweight.
He's built like a Red Bull can.
Zero to 60 in less than 3 seconds.
And also,
I think that's where the aggression comes from.
There was another problem is that Mrs. Stilginski, Ashley, was at another Christmas party. So he had no governor.
Dueling party.
He had nothing to hold him back. He came in, he was ready to go. And also, I feel that the workforce, which he is a part of now, is offering him challenges. And let me cite this as an example. I am a Facebook friend of his.
Okay.
And about a week and a half ago, he posted a picture on Facebook and he said, this seemed right after the ride home. And it was, I would say, about 6 ounces of Jameson's in a glass. And he photographed his evening cocktail because either traffic had been bad, the commute had been bad, or the day had been bad. But having a drink when you get home from work, trust me, I've made a career on it. Posting about it, that's the next level.
He's he's essentially a mathematical investigator because he all he does is audit companies.
Worst show on CBS.
He does numbers. And listen, I'm bringing this up probably because
you care.
I was so shocked by it during the show when we did the holiday show when he did his little vignette.
Oh, you said
that
winning.
I'm kind of doing a post-mortem, pre-mortem, okay?
Yeah, you're but setting you the table. Hear,
but if he's listening to my voice right now, Zoom, listen to me, you little ferret. When you want to come in and do your ode to the greatest dick in musical history, please just find another podcast to do it on. I know you're passionate, and I just that's
very
that's,
thoughtful gift.
That's 2 minutes of my life I can't get back, and I lost a little sleep over it. I have to be honest with you.
Okay.
I know you're passionate, but let me tell you something. You were playing to a different crowd. Okay, really, just that's all. That's
the Jacques enjoyed him.
Yes, and I felt that his exuberance really sort of sold his point.
Now, you didn't need to go there. After all that, I certainly
hey, how
made
dare
my
you?
Point.
You know what? I feel that if I didn't do it, there'd be a certain segment of the population that was disappointed.
I understand. Yes. But you know what? I will tell you, I love that kid.
Yeah, good.
I do, too. I've tried for years to hate him.
You love him so much you didn't go to his wedding.
Yeah. Oh, and excuse me. Major surgery. Thank you. Oh, Rob.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. You didn't. Why didn't you go to the
wedding? It was really hot.
No. Don't turn the music off. Turn the music off.
It's
turn
the truth,
the
though. Off.
Look what he did. Look at how uncomfortable he got. He immediately went to the clothes music. Let me get out of here. Why didn't you go to his wedding?
Didn't go to his wedding because actually
it was
were,
inconvenient for you.
We were otherwise committed that day. It was the middle of a huge heat wave. Sent him a gift and wished him my best.
That's a different story than you told us when we first gave you ass about this.
What was it?
You didn't have an otherwise commitment. You just didn't want to go.
Is that it?
Yes.
Then I'm going with what he says.
You can
fact
be
is
such
you
a
can't
dick.
You can't
you know,
change
happy joy
can't
Rob,
change history.
With fruitcakes, he can be such a dick sometimes. That you can't punch your way out of dickishness
no.
with that one.
But to be fair, dickishness is learned behavior.
Was that a dig at me? Was that a dig
no,
at me? You
about the entire
so long,
the
what?
Entire the entire environment in which we all live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't go either, right, Oscar?
No, because
right?
I was graduating from business school.
You was graduating
that's right.
from business
yeah.
school.
Oh, that's the
you
reason
didn't
I didn't
Drab's
go.
Wedding either, right?
Yeah, I was graduating from business school.
Same day.
Everybody
reason...
like had the same thing, and meanwhile, I was down here, you know, recovering from major surgery.
It was so long ago, but now I remember hearing the details. Sometimes they come back. I was at home by my mailbox waiting for the invitation to the graduation. It never came.
It's just they said family
Oscar's
only.
Graduation.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Family only.
Yeah,
cheapskates.
Yeah. I'm family.
No, you're not.
We thought we were. No, it's. I hope it was a good ceremony. I would have loved to go to see the godfather of my son's graduation. We'll take a break and
watch me on Facebook. See pictures there.
We will
full family.
It.
Yeah, full color, Mike.
Be
wonderful.
Honest,
high res.
That's right.
Didn't really think about it until right now. I don't care. I really don't. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey everyone, intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Meara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Make it count, everybody. It's going to be freezing in Boston on Friday when I fly up there.
Oh, that's right.
Vortex.
I might be busting out really as, you know, on need. I got two Tipsy Elves sweaters. I've got the ski sweater that is really just beautiful.
Yep, chalet.
And then I've got the nasty reindeer doing the nasty.
Don't say it.
Tis the season for all things that only seem to make sense at holiday time. How about ugly Christmas sweaters? Everybody needs an ugly Christmas sweater. If you want supreme bragging rights, how about tipsyelves.com?
Yes.
These are the real deal. Tipsy Elves Christmas sweaters are like nothing you've ever seen before. You know, I've been talking about it every time I tell you about my Tipsy Elves sweater. I just have to find the right moment. And when I do, hilarity will ensue. Check out the new 2016 sweaters.
It's a poem.
Tipsy Elves sweaters are all about fun, but are serious on quality and construction. TipsyElves.com also has interactive sweaters, Christmas suits, holiday leggings. Forgot to get those for myself.
Oh, well.
Sweater dresses. Ah, there we go. I'll get one of those.
Next year
and pajamas.
For sure.
Right now, our TMOS code can get you 20% off at tipsyelves.com. Everything on the site. Shop now for the best selection so you can have it in time for your ugly sweater Christmas party. And I am enjoying a fantasy of wearing my Tipsy Elves sweater through Logan Airport in Boston. Go to tipsyelves.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout.
Wicked sweater!
20% site-wide discount. That's tipsyelves.com and the code TMOS. Mr. O'Mara, we're going to have you to step off the plane, please.
News.
It was a rough year for Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne.
It'll be okay.
Thanks to Ozzy's wandering eye and hands. But it sounds like that's in the past. Ozzy wants a brand new start, and Sharon's into it. She says, quote,
Ozzy has asked me to renew our wedding vows, and I'd like to. I'm happy to be honest. That's all I want for Christmas this year. It's easy to take each other for granted. We've been married for 35 years and been together 38. You have to have some ups and downs.
Meanwhile, Ozzy responds by saying,
what's the name of the show she's on? On the channel, the CBS show? It's not The View.
The Chew.
It's not The Chew. Is it The Yenta?
Ellen.
It's not Ellen. What's it called?
The talk.
What do you think the chances that the
talking TMOS?
The show. TMOS.
After the show.
Any chance that vow renewal ends up on her show? Because you know what she is? She's a climber.
She's a hooah.
That's the reason that just.
And I don't mean that in the slutty way. I mean that in like she'll do anything for you know, a little experience money. You know, that's it. With 103 million followers, Selena Gomez is the most followed celebrity on Instagram for all of 2016. Nobody else even comes close. Taylor Swift is second, but she is 9.4 million followers behind at 93.6 million.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Number 10, Kendall Jenner. Nicki Minaj, the one of the two guys on the list. My man.
I'm looking it up.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yes.
Good guy.
Then Kylie Jenner, Cristiano Ronaldo, soccer player, right?
Yes. Yeah, Dreamboat. Mike, if you look at this man, it makes you think twice about your sexuality.
That's right, sheer panties once again.
Beyonce, Ariana Grande, and then there's Taylor and Selena up at the top of the list if you care about
Ariana Vente.
Vente. Vente Latte. Ariana Vente Latte. There are a lot of celebrities you didn't know were related, some closely, some distantly. Let me start again. There are a lot of celebrities you didn't know were related, some closely, some distantly.
He's named Barry. Can't read what's on the paper.
Some not writingly. Some crap holiday writingly. Some phone it inly. Us Weekly put together a Lee gallery of your conveniently. Here are some highlights.
Okay.
Madonna and Hillary Clinton are 10th cousins. Did you know that?
Are they really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Madonna.
But they could still marry.
Says right here, got to be true. Al Roker and Lenny Kravitz are linked by their grandfathers who were cousins.
Yes, I had heard that first time.
But Al Roker has never split his pants and let his junk fall out.
You don't know that.
Oh, you. Anyway, let me check my files.
Remember, Lenny's mom was Roxy Roker.
Oh, that's right, from the Jeffersons. That's right. Oh.
Absolutely. Jason Sudeikis is George Wendt's nephew.
I knew that. He had mentioned that on Letterman.
Who's George Wendt?
George Wendt played Norm on
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ah, okay, got it.
Elle and Dakota Fanning are distant cousins of Kate Middleton, British royalty.
Ooh.
Singer Elle King, or is it Ellie King?
I don't know. I don't know of this singer.
She's Rob Schneider's daughter. She sings the songs, the song X's and O's.
Oh, it's probably a hit. You probably saw it.
Okay, I would know the song.
The kids.
But I thought she's related to Rob Schneider. I thought these were celebrities.
Here's my favorite. Conan O'Brien and Dennis Leary are third cousins.
That's cool.
I can see that. That's great. That would be a funny reunion to go to.
Viral video clip of Conan O'Brien getting the superhero costume. I don't know if you guys saw it. It is... the funniest bit. Conan O'Brien has so come into his own since he went to TBS. He's just so composed. He's an incredibly naturally funny guy. And it's...
What did he do?
The bit is he goes to the whatever the Hollywood joint is that makes the superhero costumes for the movies.
Oh, wow.
And he gets a custom suit made. You have to see this. He gets it made. He wants extra butt because he has no ass. So he wants extra butt, and then he comes out in it, and it literally is a superhero costume designed for him, and he walks out on stage, and nobody milks it better. It was so
What
funny.
Kind of superhero that. Was he?
He comes out. He's got the headpiece that looks like, you know, a Captain America thing, but then he's
like
got
a cowl.
But he's got the plastic Conan hair.
Oh, on it?
Oh, God, it's hysterical. It's hysterical. And he's got a shirt and tie. He's got a shirt and tie over his, like,
talk
super
man.
Chest. Yeah. Pony, if you can bring it up, if you can find it or somebody can find it, yeah. It really is
he
funny.
Is, I think, you know, he is wonderful, but he is at his best when he does stuff out of the studio. Better right. even at than Letterman was. When he mm-hmm. gets out into the real world, there's another one he did where he's in Germany and he's talking about sausage. It's
funny.
Great. It's fantastic.
Very funny guy. And Halle Berry has claimed to be a distant relative of this individual. If you know the answer, I'll send you a pack of cigarettes.
Okay. Halle Berry, distant relative to?
You'll never get it.
Barry Gordy.
I got it.
No.
Melissa McCarthy.
Sarah Palin.
What?
Sarah Palin. Yeah, that's what she says, so who knows? We'll see.
No, I just got a picture for Rob.
There it is.
And those were you on your YouTube.
Talk show man.
Yeah, he's talk show man.
Talk show man. Maybe this is why we're in the prime season for people getting into brawls over parking spaces. According to this survey, the most stressful part of Christmas shopping is finding a parking spot. Boy, if you're in the D.C. suburbs, folks, I
can attest
to this. Long lines come in second, and dealing with huge crowds came in third. But Tyson's Corner, the week before Christmas, I mean, really, you might as well chop her in. Otherwise, you're not getting a parking space. That's the way it goes, and I agree with you. There's a fine line between being drunk and fun at the company holiday party.
That's
right,
I
will be
Oscar.
Honest. I think, you know, from my recon and from everything I heard, we had a lot of drunk people that were a lot of fun.
We did.
And
not a
really,
jerk to be found.
Not a jerk. That's good. O'Brien.
Being too drunk and fireable, that's the big question when you do the holiday party. So how do you walk the line? According to a new survey, the average person says it takes about 5 drinks before they can loosen up at their holiday party. Sounds valid to me.
I think three. Three if they're strong.
Maybe three of yours.
Okay,
yours
okay,
aren't
granted.
Regular drinks.
That's true. I'm drinking from the bottle.
That's actually 5 drinks, a ton of alcohol. And about a quarter of people say if they drank that much, they might end up kissing one of their coworkers. So
come here,
just
Adrian.
Make good choices. From our family to yours, just make good choices. Okay.
You're going to drive me home, Adrian. Take off your shirt.
There we go.
That's and from Oscar's little, playbook.
Oh,
thank
sorry.
You. A little something, something. The owners of a South Florida business, we will not be doing a slogan today. The owners of a South Florida business, I can't. Keep. I think it's trite and hack to keep doing slogans, but all I get is Florida stories. So bear with me. This is a South Florida business. They're reeling one day after they said a burglar broke into their religious store and took off with a cage filled with pricey pigeons.
Not the pricey pigeons.
For the second time in less than a year, May and Nelson Hernandez, owners of El Viejo Lazaro Botanica in Miami, find themselves cleaning up after a crook. People are crazy. People know I have security cameras, said Nelson. More security, and these people just don't care. The religious store had beefed up security after being burglarized in May.
Oh.
Police arrested 2 people in connection with the incident, but the owners haven't recovered what was stolen during that burglary.
What?
The owners said the burglary is especially painful because it took place right before the holidays.
Yeah.
The sad thing about this entire story is that now some people... I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Some people now not be able to enjoy their religious pigeon dinner on Christmas Eve. I'm sorry.
One of Oscar's mother's specialties.
Hey,
denuded pigeons. Remember, we had them at the live show. Yeah,
put it right into the pot.
Dare you.
We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault. And Rob's B-Wack. Yeah, my plea.
Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, Gary, if you want the latest information about the latest technology, there's only one place to go.
Wikipedia?
No, Tech 411, starring Oscar Santana
starring.
And Todd Moore.
Never heard of it.
Thank you. Oh, they're both very lonely, sad guys mm-hmm. who are very into tech, and they want to share that with the world.
I didn't know they had a podcast.
Yes, they do. It's right here as part of the
Gary.
More Broadcasting Network.
Who?
For more information, Gary. Visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Airy. Thanks for coming to the holiday party.
Stein.
Were they invited to the holiday party?
They were, and they both, well, Gary confirmed.
Yes.
And then something came up with his fam.
Family
so
issues,
to understand that. And then Tony had a conflict with Sean Yancey and tried to make it by the end of the party. By the time he was coming over, it was over.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's a
Tony
shame.
Was back and forth like a bell clapper. It was horrible.
But it was for charity as well. So.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Amazon. This is the time of year where your days grow shorter and your to-do list grows longer. At least you can count on one thing. Amazon.com will always make shopping easier and more affordable. Put a price on your time and realize what a value Amazon is to your life. Don't waste your Christmas standing in lines or fighting for a parking place like I read in you
right.
in the, like I read in you in the news. And,
Amazon,
what?
Whiskily.
AmazonBigly.com has everything you need and at the best prices. Just make sure to go through our portal. It doesn't cost you anything more, and it helps us. Please do. If you want it, Amazon's got it. They'll bring it right to your door. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and just click on the shopping cart on your phone. Then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And now back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Let's open up the audio vault, which is somehow... I've got it maxed out, but it didn't sound that loud. Let me try it.
Okay, now it's closed.
It's closed now, right?
Right.
Right. Hold on a second. Está cerrado.
What does that mean, closed?
Closed. I hit that. All right. Oh, we're El viejo lo está abriendo.
That big, heavy door.
Here open it.
Nice.
No,
that's not
abierto.
Well, you don't need to slam it.
There
now it's closed.
Cerrado.
It's closed
no,
now.
That's open.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure Mike's right.
No, don't be jerks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now abierto.
Otherwise, all the sound wouldn't get out.
Tony, wouldn't it be fun if we did that for like a half an hour?
Mike, I have to play my noises.
All right, play the noises.
All right. We've been on this very platform. We've talked about how entertaining and wonderful Jennifer Lawrence is. She has a movie coming out with Chris Pratt. It's called Passengers.
Yes.
And they recently were doing some media for it on the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. And I don't know how they got here, but
she's
they got
a stunning woman, by the way.
She is. And I think her best work is ahead of her, too, actually. They got into an insult contest where they just insulted each other back and forth. And the rule was essentially going to be the first one to laugh would lose. But they both laugh all the way through it. But for true great insult improvisation, this is a pretty great clip.
I really loved you in Everwood. Said no one ever.
She's funny.
It's such a shame to meet somebody you thought you'd like. How does it feel being in the stupidest Marvel movie?
Where do you keep your Oscar?
Oh!
You are so old, but your publicist is a registered nurse.
You have so much fake hair that if you commit a crime, the CSI lab would probably convict some Ukrainian girl.
Before our sex scene, I took 2 Pepto-Bismol.
During our sex scene, I felt your rubbing into me.
Oh, God. That, you know what? I love great funny, and that's great funny.
They're both
right there.
Very funny people. So
that's too damn
love
good.
Love Jennifer
Sounds
Lawrence
like
and Chris
written
Pratt.
For them, to be honest with you, really.
I don't
that's
know.
Quality.
It was
they,
pretty
they're
great.
They're doing that on the fly. My God, they're even better than I thought.
Mike, you mentioned Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He has a special tonight called Rock the Troops. It is a all-star tribute to our military. It is performed at Pearl Harbor, and he does Elvis, and he does a great job as Elvis. He wears the Hawaii jumpsuit, but it's actually quite fitting because much of the money for the Arizona Memorial was actually raised by Elvis Presley.
Oh, wow.
Because he did a concert in Hawaii. So here's a couple clips of The Rock as Ebbish. It looks pretty great. I'm going to watch it.
Well, Bob Hope, channeling Bob Hope there a little bit?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I told you this guy had star power.
Yeah. And he can sing.
I'm not even a fan of his movies or his TV shows, but I told you way, way, way
you nailed
back
it.
When. I said, this guy's going to be a megastar, and he is.
So that's called Rock the Troops, all-star salute to our military. Check it out tonight. This clip starts out being embarrassing, but ends up sweet.
The Bob Dylan Nobel Prize ceremony was over the weekend.
Who went over there to get it for him?
I think they presented it in absentia. I think they just...
No, somebody actually went to receive it.
I'll find out.
I guess that's
okay, please do. Patti Smith is going to... She's on stage, and she's singing Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, and she blanks out on the lyrics. And you think this is going to be really embarrassing to her, but it's really sweet the way it ends up.
I saw the babe that was just bleeding. I saw the babe that... I'm sorry. Earth. Soul tenth. I'm sorry. Could we start that section? I apologize. Sorry, I'm so nervous.
A little bit of real humanity there.
Patti Smith accepted the Nobel Prize.
Oh, she did accept for him. Okay, so she was actually overcome.
Yeah, that turns out to be sweet in kind of an addled way.
Yes.
Well, maybe she'd had a cigarette or something. Yes, you never can tell.
I saw...
Hey,
like my body.
All right, I have to explain this next clip. This is a Japanese music art project, and what
we're
they have done.
On the same page, by the way.
What this lady did is she set up a train, like an electric train, and on either side of it are two like hammers that you would use or mallets that you would use on a xylophone.
Okay.
And on either side of the train track are bottles filled with various amounts of water. So she starts the train at one end of the track, and so as the train goes, it hits these bottles making different tones.
And are they spaced to provide the notes at different times?
Precisionly, the precision is mind-boggling, because a train with two xylophone hammers...
I hear they're really good at that.
She just flips one switch, and you get the William Tell Overture.
That's so cool.
And it is a long hallway. And the amazing thing, the amazing thing, all those bottles came from the Mike O'Mara Show Christmas party. And I want to close with this. This really made my morning. Movie's about 5 or 6 years old. The Leonardo DiCaprio movie Inception. Very heavy movie. Leonardo DiCaprio movie, Inception.
Like the way you said it.
You like the
Leonardo?
Leonardo.
Get the battles.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Very heavy movie about actually, I think, stealing memories and implanting memories in people's heads.
And but it's genius.
It is genius. However, someone took it and recut the trailer to make it sound like an ABC Family holiday motion picture.
Very good.
Let's close with this. They did a great job.
When are you coming home, Dad?
I told you I'm away because I'm working.
Why?
Listen, I'm going to send some presents with Grandpa, all right? And you be good.
For Dominic Cobb, the holidays can't start until the job is done.
It'll take more than the occasional stuffed animal to convince those children they still have a father.
Now he has just 24 hours to track down a billionaire on the other side of the globe.
No, it's perfectly possible. It's just bloody difficult.
This holiday season.
Don't tell me to calm down.
That music.
Yeah. The story of a man trying to get home. Before his job takes him over the edge.
So, it's a different take on Inception.
That's,
and anytime you use
awesome.
Anytime you use the Russian dance from the Nutcracker, you're A-OK. That's your
right,
Magic
baby.
Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. That's where you can send that vinyl.
to send in a letter or birthday request for our weekly mailbag segment. It's Rob with two B's at MikeOMara's Show.com. We rely on the help of our listeners. Thanks for your continued dedicated support. Please share your love for the Mike O'Mara Show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Show's over.